Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Syria, as well as many other places around the world, it's just beyond words. It's heart-wrenching, especially in this day and age, being able to see the actual footage, video footage, pictures of the suffering, of the violence, the destruction. It's so hard to deal with. It's beyond description. And this should break our hearts. And it should make us cry. And it should keep us up at night. But at the end of the day, what we really want is for the suffering to stop. We want to put an end to the killing, to the suffering, to the pain. So what can we do? Well, first and foremost, we have to understand the reality of Tawheed. We have to understand that Allah is the creator, the sustainer, the manager of all that exists. No matter how badly people want something to happen, it can't happen unless Allah wills it to happen. And no matter how bad people want something to stop, it will never stop unless Allah wills it to stop. So if that's the case, why is Allah allowing this to happen? Why isn't it stopping? Well, to paraphrase the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that once the Muslims become satisfied with this worldly life and we leave off our religion, that disgrace will prevail and will overtake us, and that Allah will not alleviate these problems until we return to our religion. This disgrace will not be lifted until we return to our deen, until we return to Islam. So if nothing can happen except by the will of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, told us that the way to alleviate these problems is to return to our religion, then it's clear that the solution is for us to return to our religion. And some people might get it confused and think that returning to our religion is sacrificing our lives in some emotional, violent uproar. But that's not the case. That's not what our religion teaches us. Our role models, our examples, are the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, the Sahaba. And what happened in the early days of Islam when the Muslims were weak, they were small in number, and the non-Muslims wanted to kill them, to destroy them, to annihilate them? The early Muslims, they were boycotted, they were attacked, they were slandered. How did they react? In their state of weakness, did they just have an outburst of violent reactions? Did they just run up to the Kaaba with their swords drawn, attacking people at random? They didn't do that. But rather, they made Islam their number one priority. They put nothing above Islam. They sacrificed their comfort, their wealth, their safety, their homes, their businesses. They sacrificed the life of this world for the sake of Islam. It was their number one priority. So they learned what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to teach them, and they implemented it, and they were patient. They followed their religion, and they were patient upon the hardships that they endured until Allah granted them victory. Today we see two extremes. People get so upset by these atrocities that are happening to Muslims around the world. And some people, they get so emotional and they're so desperate that they just lash out. But what good has that done for the Muslims? Number one, it's not from Islam, but just practically look at the result. This does not help the Muslims. In fact, it hurts the Muslims. And then you also have the opposite extreme. So you have one extreme where people, they blame all the non-Muslims as a whole and indiscriminately lash out. But then you have the other extreme where you have Muslims who will displease Allah trying to please the non-Muslims, thinking that their salvation lies in the help of the non-Muslims. So they'll sacrifice their religion, and then they'll ask for help. They'll protest. They'll write letters. They'll post stuff on social media. Help is going to come from Allah. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try to get non-Muslims to help. But your number one priority has to be to seek help from Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that in order for Allah to help us and to alleviate these problems, we have to return to our religion. So if you really want to help your brothers and sisters, return to your religion. Learn your religion. Make it your number one priority. That's what the early Muslims did, and that's who we get our religion from. When the people of Mecca wanted to annihilate them, they made hijrah. When they couldn't practice their religion at their home, they left. They found a new home. They went to Medina. And the people of Medina also made Islam their number one priority, so they took care of those who made hijrah. They patiently endured the hardships that came with implementing Islam, that came with making Islam their number one priority. They were patient, but they put Islam first. They didn't sacrifice Islam trying to please the non-Muslims. They didn't say, okay, we're going to leave off all these crucial aspects of our religion in order to please you so that you'll help us out and make things easier for us. But at the same time, they didn't sacrifice Islam for the sake of their own emotions. They didn't allow the fact that people were trying to kill them and slander them and wipe out their religion and let those emotions get the best of them and lash out and sacrifice parts of their religion on that extreme. There's a balance. We have to put Islam first. We have to make it our priority. We have to learn about it, implement it, and then we have to be patient. Success is going to come from Allah. It's not going to come from us lashing out emotionally, going against the teachings of Islam. And it's not going to come by sacrificing our religion, trying to please other people who may have more power than us. If you want to help your brothers and sisters, and inshallah, all of us do, we have to put Islam first. We have to learn about our religion, learn about Tawheed, implement our religion, and be patient. Inshallah, Allah will give us strength, give us success. Just like he gave success to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. But it wasn't overnight. It took years of learning the religion, of implementing the religion, of being patient. And Allah granted them victory. May Allah guide us all to return to our religion, Islam. May Allah alleviate these problems we're facing and lift the disgrace that the Muslims are facing around the world. May Allah save our brothers and sisters who are suffering, who are being attacked and tortured all around the world, whose homes are being destroyed. And may Allah guide us to help them in whatever way that we can. Jazakum Allahu khairan for watching, and surely Allah knows best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.